Today, we continue our series looking for local insight into the 2008 presidential candidates, turning to hometown journalists who know them best. And today, we move on to Republican candidate Fred Thompson. Thompson was famously on the TV show Law & Order, but before he played a New York City district attorney with a southern accent, sort of a postmodern McLeod, he was the U.S. Senator from Tennessee. Thompson was a Washington lawyer and lobbyist before running for Senate in 1994. In that campaign, he famously transformed himself from a suit-wearing, sedan-driving D.C. lawyer to a jeans-wearing, red Chevy pickup-driving good old boy. And the makeover worked. He won and served as Tennessee senator until January 2003. Now in his bid for the White House, he's trying to appeal to the folks back home.
You know, I've been a conservative my whole life. I grew up in a little hometown just about like this. I learned a long time ago that we're a country where if you play by the rules, you got a fair chance to live the American dream.
Right now, Fred Thompson is tied for third place among Republican candidates in the latest USA Today Gallup poll, at least nationally. He shares the number three spot with John McCain and Mitt Romney. Again, those are national polls, things a little different in Iowa and New Hampshire. Ed Cromer is the editor of the Tennessee Journal. He's been covering Fred Thompson since his Senate days, and he joins us now with hometown perspective. Mr. Cromer, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming on. Tell us, if you can, to start, how Tennesseans see Fred Thompson. Was he a well-liked senator, and did people feel like he represented Tennessee?
Yeah, I think so. That would certainly be the indication from the election results. He won pretty handily in 1994, and 2 years later, when he had to run again, he got more than 60% of the vote, and he was pretty popular in office the entire 8 years he was in the Senate.
Well, at this point, you know, his great appeal to the mass audience, if he has one, is probably more on his personality than on his policies. I mean, somebody asked him what his favorite possession was, and he said his trophy wife. I mean, you know, he's having fun at the media's expense, and so it's a lot of personality rather than politics. Is the same true in Tennessee, or is he beloved for politics over personality?
Oh, I think personality had a lot to do with his short political career in Tennessee. He was when he first ran for office, he was already an actor and a celebrity, and I think that air of stardom appealed to people. And when you combine that with sort of a down to earth personality and approach to politics, certainly helped by that red pickup truck that you referred to, I think people liked the image and it had enough of a ring of truth to it. I mean, there was enough reality to it that people accepted that.
Yeah, at this point, the way the media is covering the Thompson campaign, they're practically ridiculing the guy. There's Roger Simon, who writes for Politico.com, has a piece up today. And I don't know, it's reporting, so it's not pure ad hominem attack, but it's fairly disparaging about Fred Thompson's unwillingness to pound the pavement, you know. Fred Thompson doesn't get off the bus. Fred Thompson doesn't walk down the streets of Iowa. He goes to one firehouse and shakes three hands and then gets back on the bus. And the national media, the mainstream, the Northeast Corridor, plays that for laughs more than anything else. How does that style play back home in Tennessee? Do people sort of like that, the way Fred Thompson's sort of thumbing his nose at the process?
Well, I don't know. You mean how do people hear?
Yeah, how do they perceive
how do they,
that?
How do they think about
how's
what's
it playing
going on
back
nationally, or
exactly,
how do they think about him here?
No, how do the people at home feel like he's playing nationally?
Well, I think, people here, you know, read the same stories and see the same polls, and I think everyone is aware that he's not doing as well as might have been expected when he first got in the race.
But is that the Fred Thompson they know? When they hear people like or read people like Roger Simon, do they think, oh, yeah, that's Fred? Or, no, that's not the guy we know as our senator.
Well, I think maybe among some people, some party insiders and some others will recognize some of what's written about as, yeah, there's a little bit of that to Fred. But I don't think he never has had in Tennessee the image of being lazy. I think that's something that image has come about in this campaign. But now he has never been. He's been more. People see him here, I think, see him more as laid back rather than lazy. But he has never been very fond, I guess we could say, of retail campaigning. I mean, I don't think that's something he's ever really enjoyed a great deal, and he's never really had to do all that much of it until, you know, now all of a sudden in Iowa it's extremely important. But most people get their starts in politics by running for mayor or the state legislature or Congress or something. But
yeah, kissing babies.
Yeah, but he, you know, he ran. His first race was for the United States Senate in 1994, and he won the race largely with a television campaign. And then he had an easy reelection, and he was finishing out a term there. He had an easy reelection in 1996, and until now, those are the only two races he's ever run.
Well, where do you expect it to go from here? You know, his poll numbers in the horse race haven't been too strong, and there's some speculation if he doesn't run well on January 3rd in Iowa, he'll get out. What do you expect to see?
Well, I think if his finish in Iowa is just disastrous, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he got out. I think he needs to have a chance. He's got to be up with the front runners. I mean, he not just a distant third, but you know, a third bunched up with one and two. And he really needs to do better than that if he wants his campaign to take off. But
right.
He's in the position now, you know, but before expectations were high and he didn't meet them. Now expectations are low, and so if he does better than expected, his campaign could pick up again.
And if let's just say this is purely hypothetical, it doesn't go well for him in Iowa and he decides on that night, you know, this is over with. As a person familiar with Thompson, is there another Republican candidate you would expect Fred Thompson to throw his support behind?
Well, you know, I don't know. He's a close friend of John McCain.
Uh-huh.
They sat together in the Senate, and they're good friends. But now, as for whether he would throw his support to him or endorse him, you know, I think that would probably depend on, you know, where McCain stands and what sort of chance he has. And I don't know that he'll endorse anyone. But this is all speculation. He may still be, you know, moving on to South Carolina and, you know, at that point. I don't know.
All right. Well, Ed Cromer is the editor of the Tennessee Journal. Mr. Cromer, thank you very kindly for joining us and giving us that insight.
My pleasure. We'll